welcome to the Goddess Life Podcast, a podcast to help you tap into your inner divine feminine so you can embrace your inner goddess with practical and magical ways for you to find happiness, healing, and empowerment in your life. I'm your host, Charisse Williams, a holistic life coach and spiritual guide, and I welcome you to this episode.
Hello, let's discuss today the goddess Hecate. So the goddess Hecate is one of those goddesses that I think she kind of gets a little bit of a bad reputation, or she's known as being maybe a little bit scary, she really isn't. Once you get to know her and once you start to work with her, you know, she's definitely a goddess to be taken seriously and not lightly. However, she's very willing to help. I think where she got most of her bad reputation is from the patriarchy and from, quite literally, like, man trying to tarnish her reputation. And really kind of when we were transferring from, you know, the more pagan lifestyle and religions to the more, the more Christian religions, she was viewed as something that was evil and her qualities were evil. But when we look at her qualities, we can see why man would deem these qualities as evil, because she was a very independent woman. She was a very independent woman, and she wasn't going to take crap from anybody, and she wasn't going to be owned by a man. You know, she wasn't going to tie herself down to one man. She was going to do her thing and live her life the way she wanted to live her life. And that is a very intimidating thing to the patriarchy. So yeah, her qualities and such were kind of deemed as being evil. And some of the things that she is the goddess over, such as the underworld and spirits and such, that can be kind of a spooky thing for people. And it's really easy for people to correlate, you know, ghosts and spirits and cemeteries even with, you know, awful, horrible, creepy, bad things. But when we break it down and we really look at it, they're not. I mean, death is part of life, and Hecate is also a goddess of life. Not only is she a goddess of death, but she's a goddess of life as well. And these are just natural things that occur. So let's talk a little bit about Miss Hecate. She's personally one of my favorite goddesses. And her name, you may see it spelled H-E-K-A-T-E, and then it's also sometimes spelled with a C instead of a K. Whenever I've meditated with her, I always see her name spelled with a K. So that's just what I personally go through. But she's basically the goddess of magic, witchcraft, the night, moon, ghosts, the underworld, magic, ceremonies. She's the goddess of crossroads, which we will get more into, because you might be like, the goddess of crossroads, that's kind of a lame thing to be the goddess of. But we'll go a little bit more into that. Hecate is sometimes depicted as, you'll see her standing there holding a torch, and she may also have one of her hounds with her. She's also depicted as a triple goddess, as the maiden, the mother, and the crone, because she does have the gift of sight. So she's a good goddess to work with when you are working with your own psychic gifts. She can see everything from the past, everything that's going on in the present, and everything that is to come. So that's why she's sometimes depicted as the maiden, the mother, and the crone. So Hecate, she was originally, I mean, she even predates the, like, traditional Greek mythology that we know about, you know, Zeus and Athena and all the traditional Greek gods and goddesses that we hear about. She even predates them. So she's a very, very ancient goddess. She was actually the daughter of one of the original Titans in Greek mythology. And she's one of the only descendants of the Titans who Zeus let, you know, kind of have major control. Because she not only controlled what happens on the earth, she controls, you know, she can see in the underworld, she controls the sea and the sky. She has a lot of power, basically, but she doesn't abuse her power, which is nice of her. so she really has, she has a lot of domain, so she can see what's going on in the underworld, whereas a lot of other gods and stuff, they couldn't see what happened in the underworld. You know, it's kind of like what happened in the underworld stays in the underworld. Hecate was one of the few goddesses who actually could see what was going on in the underworld. And she is credited with helping Demeter with the story of Persephone and Demeter. And Persephone gets taken to the underworld, and Demeter is wandering the earth looking for her daughter. She approaches Hecate and asks for her help and asks for her guidance. And it was actually Hecate that told Demeter where her daughter was, that her daughter was in the underworld, and helped, helped Demeter basically get her daughter back. So she's a very helpful goddess. She, like I said, she can be depicted as the maiden, the mother, or the crone, but it seems as time went on, she was depicted more as the crone, sort of like an ugly old hag. And I think that was just to help feed into her creepy image, to try to deter people away from this powerful goddess. So when you're working with her, or, if she happens to approach you, it may be in the maiden form, the mother form, or the crone form, or she could be the triple goddess, and you may see all three forms of her. So she, like I said, she liked her alone time. She was a very solitary, goddess, and because she liked her freedom. She liked to be able to be independent, and she wasn't going to be tied down to any one being or, one consort. So, she became known as sort of, a goddess of the night, not as a prostitute, but she quite literally, she would walk the roads at night. She would visit cemeteries, talking with the spirits there. So you can see where people would have kind of got a creepy vibe from her. She's this lone woman wandering the streets at night, hanging out in cemeteries. That could be a little creepy to some people. But she actually has a light with her. She has this torch. So she is a goddess of helping you see in the dark. So she's an excellent goddess if you're doing shadow work, to call on her and have her support to kind of help shine that torch, to shine that light, so you can keep your eye on that light while you're working through those shadows and those kind of darker aspects of yourself. Because doing shadow work and, really digging deep into the subconscious, it can get a little dark and a little scary. And so it helps to have support, like in the form of Hecate, holding that torch for you and holding that light for you. That's one way that you can work with her, doing shadow work. I already mentioned doing psychic work as well. She's excellent to help you with that. So she also, let's talk about the crossroads. So the crossroads is one of her symbols. So that's a great way to really connect with her, is to go to a crossroads. And literally, crossroads are anywhere where more than two roads intersect. That's literally a crossroads. And it's because it symbolizes, the different directions that you can take in life. And it symbolizes her being able to see in all of the different directions, the past, the present, the future. So working with her and working with the crossroads, it really kind of helps you if you're at, quite literally a crossroads in your life, and you're having to make certain decisions and you're not really sure which way to go. You can call on Hecate and have her support and have her help you kind of figure out the best route for you to take. That can be a really powerful thing. So she also, another thing that she was creepy, kind of people thought was creepy, is the fact that she is associated with death. So, but she's also associated with life. So if you are going through labor and delivery, you can call on Hecate to kind of help assist your baby crossing over into this new world. She basically helps with crossing over into different, the different sides. So the same with death. If somebody that you're close to is passing away, or, once it becomes your time, you can call on Hecate to kind of be there to help guide you to the other side. So whether you are coming or going, she is a good goddess to work with, because she does have that domain over all of the different realms. She has that domain. October is an excellent time to really be working with her. Like, her energy is very strong in October because, as we know, in October, the veil thins between the living and the dead. Basically, the veil between these different kind of dimensions, these different planes of existence, is really thin. So this is a really powerful time to work with her because you can kind of go a little easier to these different planes of existence that she can go to. So another great way to work with her is because she is a goddess of the night and, you know, a goddess of the crossroads, is if you're traveling, you can call on her for protection and guidance with traveling. And actually in the, back in the day, women, if they had to, you know, go to another village and it was night and they were traveling by themselves, they would of course call on Hecate for extra protection and guidance. She's a great goddess to work with, like I said, with change. So if you're at a crossroads in your life and you're trying to figure out, you know, which direction to go, you know, and you're trying to learn from the lessons that you've already been through and you're trying to apply those lessons to your life, to your future, and you're trying to figure out which direction to go, she's great with that because she really helps you to see all the angles. She helps you to, you know, see the lessons that you've already learned. She helps you to see where you've already been so you can apply that to where you are going. So she is great for just helping you with new beginnings, with letting go of the old so you can move on to the new. She's a great goddess of change, basically. And she'll be there to help support you. And as always, remember, I mean, she's pretty much always pictured with that torch, with that guiding light, because that's what she is. She's a guide. She's a support. And she wants to help us. So the thing is, though, she's not a mean goddess or anything, but she also doesn't want to put up with anybody's crap kind of thing. So she's kind of like the mother goddess that tells you like it is. You know, she's going to be there and she wants to help you and she wants to support you and she wants to, you know, help guide you. But if you're not going to take her advice and you're not going to, you know, you're not going to put in the work and you're going to kind of whine about things, she doesn't have time for that. She wants to help those who help themselves, basically. So you need to be willing. Like, if you're wanting to make changes in your life and you're wanting to go in a new direction and you're wanting to learn from your past, you need to actually be willing to learn from your past and move forward. Otherwise, Hecate is like, you know, I don't want to deal with you. Like, you're not ready for change. You're not ready for new beginnings. You're not ready to, you know, move on. You're not ready for these new things. I'm not dealing with you because I got other things to do. So if you're going to work with Hecate, definitely be ready to do the work. Don't just call on her because you want her to take care of things for you. You know, so if you are working on strengthening your psychic gifts, don't call on her and just be like, hey, you know, help me to be more clairvoyant. Like, you need to actually do, you know, some exercises and stuff to help your clairvoyance. You know, don't just call on her. If you're like, hey, I don't really know where I should go in life, I'm really ready for the next step in life, but then you're not actually really willing to take the next step, it's probably not a good time to call on her. So, yeah. The only time that it is, I mean, obviously when we're passing away, when transitioning to the next stage of life, we can call on her because she is there to help us for that. So like I said, I mean, she's a supportive goddess, but she's also, you know, she's not the most, I don't even know how to word it, not the most joyful, carefree goddess. You know, she does have kind of a, I don't even want to say the word heavier vibe to her, but she definitely has more of a serious vibe to her. She's not so much of a like fun loving, like wee goddess. She's more of a, okay, let's do the work. You know, I'm here to support you. I'm here to guide you, but let's do this. So that's just some things to know about her. So I've already mentioned a few of her symbols. So symbols of Hecate. So these may be things that you want to include, on an altar for her, if you want to set up an altar for Hecate, or you're just wanting to work with her. So you want to incorporate some of her energy into your meditation. Some things, the torch, like I mentioned, so you could have even just a candle can, symbolize Hecate or her torch. Excuse me. The number 3 is also one of her symbols, for, you know, the past, present, the future, crossroads. the different domains of the planes of existence that she has control over. Her hounds, she has dogs that are sometimes pictured with her. Owls, bats, and snakes, those are also symbols. And you'll notice too, these animals, like owls, they're known for their wisdom and they're known for their, to, you know, their sight in the night. So that's kind of her as well. You know, she can see no matter how dark it gets, she can see what's going on. And she's an extraordinarily wise goddess. The same with bats. Bats are known for, you know, we associate them with the evening. And they're also associated with death and transition as well. And the same with snakes. Snakes are known as, you know, moving on to the new, shedding the old, moving on to the new. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, her symbols that, or her animals symbolize those things. Myrrh is an excellent essential oil that you can use with her. Myrrh, mugwort, honey is also, these are some good like scents or oils that you can use. And some crystals are moonstone, of course, black tourmaline, black onyx, smoky quartz. Basically any of like the darker crystals are good to work with her. I personally really love to use labradorite when I'm working with Hecate. I think that's an awesome stone for her. Moonstone and labradorite together are phenomenal to work with Hecate, at least for me. And her colors, kind of like a reddish orange, black, and purple are good colors for Miss Hecate. So like I said, she's a great goddess to work with. If you are interested in starting to work with her, I suggest maybe grabbing, a couple of those crystals that I just mentioned, you know, lighting a candle, maybe have, some myrrh essential oil in a diffuser going, or even, you know, like myrrh and cinnamon incense burning. And you can just do a meditation with the intent of connecting with Hecate and just see kind of what message she has for you, or what guidance she has for you, or what feelings come through in the meditation. That's a great way to start working with her. If you want to sort of leave any offerings for her, a great way to do that is to, leave any sort of little bits of food or something, or a little gift. Maybe you want to leave a little crystal at a crossroads, and just kind of give her thanks. You can do that. But so there we go. That is the goddess Hecate. There's so much more involved with her as well, but I've already been talking for like 17 minutes about her. So that is all I'm going to share with you today about her. But yeah, she's amazing, and I encourage you to look up more information about the goddess Hecate. Many blessings. Bye-bye.